Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Israeli military says its troops have entered Gaza's largest hospital after several days of battling Hamas militants in the region. From Tel Aviv, NPR's Lauren Freyer reports that thousands of patients, doctors, and evacuees are trapped at the site.
Israel's military says it's carrying out a precise and targeted operation in a specific area of the El-Shifa hospital complex. It called on any Hamas fighters inside to surrender. From the crowded hospital, the head of its burns unit tells Al Jazeera that people are being told to move away from the windows. They're panic-stricken, he says. Israel accuses Hamas of basing fighters in or under hospitals. The U.S. says its intelligence suggests the same. Meanwhile, after the United Nations said its fuel depot in Gaza is now empty and that many more people would die as a result, Israeli defense officials now say they will allow fuel into Gaza for the first time since October 7th. They say it's in response to a request from the U.S. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has met with her Chinese counterpart ahead of Wednesday's meeting between President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. Yellen says that they discussed ways to achieve a healthy economic relationship that benefits both nations.
We have healthy competition, and we think we both gain from trade and investment that takes place, although it really needs to be on a level playing field so that it's fair to American workers.
Yellen says greater income and growth in China is good for the U.S. and the global economies. But she says the U.S. needs to take certain actions to protect its national security while trying to avoid any major harm in the process. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis says that she expects a trial in the Georgia election interference case to stretch beyond the 2024 presidential election. Sam Greenglass of member station WABE has more from Atlanta.
Fani Willis made the comments at a Global Women's Summit hosted by The Washington Post.
I believe in that case there will be a trial. I believe the trial will take many months, and I don't expect that we will conclude until the winter or the very early part of 2025.
That would mean former President Trump could be on trial facing 13 criminal charges in Georgia in the final months of his White House bid, and even in the lead-up to Inauguration Day. A trial date has not been scheduled yet, but Fulton Judge Scott McAfee will need to work around Trump's other legal cases, including a federal election interference trial set to begin in March. Willis also noted that after the Georgia trial, appeals could go on for years. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. The National Climate Assessment finds that global climate change will worsen over the next decade if use of fossil fuels continues. Climate scientists have already warned of more frequent and intense natural disasters because of the climate crisis. The new report shows that no area of the nation is truly safe from climate disasters. The congressionally mandated climate report is released every 5 years. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a section of the Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles that burned in an act of arson over the weekend will take 3 to 5 weeks to repair. From the LAist, McKenna Sievertson reports that authorities are working overtime to get it back open to traffic as quickly and safely as possible.
Transportation officials believe they could repair the more than 100 damaged support pillars, which saves the city from a demolition and rebuild that would have taken months. Newsom says all of the preliminary assessments have been more positive than expected.
We did do some additional materials analysis. There were no surprises. Of all the hazmat material, nothing was highly contaminated on this site.
Materials and contractors are already on site, and repair work is underway. The state is also installing several cameras around the construction so the public can take a live look at the progress at fixthe10.ca.gov. For NPR News, I'm McKenna Sievertson in Los Angeles.
North Korea says it has successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate-range ballistic missiles. A state media report says Pyongyang's existing intermediate-range missiles are powered by liquid fuel engines and may be capable of reaching Guam, but they need to be refueled before launch. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.